McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Pinto, are you anti-American or something? Or what? What? Why? You're sitting here in the studio at KFGO prior to the Mike McFeely Show, and you're going through the medal count, and you're saying how we haven't won any medals in this Olympic.
We're struggling, and it's out
well,
that
we why are you pointing this out? We're Americans.
Well, then we should win, shouldn't we?
Why are you pointing out the negative? Just because we're not doing well. Just because actually our curling teams are really not doing well, but that's we'll get to that maybe in the 4 o'clock hour. But what I mean, come on.
What I'm not supposed
wave
to
wave the flag. Red, so white,
just,
and blue.
So I'm just supposed
glory.
To carry the water? Am I just supposed to be
yes.
We're okay?
Yes.
Sean White's not winning gold. He's supposed to be our ace in the hole. It's over. It's done. We're not winning anything anymore.
You don't need to do that. We're fine. How long do the Olympics last? But it's like 2 weeks, right? We're
couple
going 2 weeks.
Weeks
to the Olympics. So we'll be okay. We'll come back.
Women's
hockey team. Early.
Women's hockey team got jobbed
today. We lost today. They did not
yes,
get
they did.
They did
yes, they
not
did.
Get jobbed.
Yes, they did.
They did not
yes, they did.
Get jobbed. The Canadians scored a goal, a proper goal. The whistle was not before the puck crossed the line. They did not get jobbed. They just lost.
No fans fought in the stands.
Or in the locker rooms. What? When did they fight in the stands?
I suppose you got to be a 7 or an 8 year old playing hockey
well,
for that
yeah,
to happen.
Yeah, that's in West Fargo. We'll get back to more of this. I'm sure you're highly entertained by our banter about the Olympics, in which apparently we're not doing very well so far, according to Daniel Gunderson. Folks, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Need to get serious to kick off the program because we are bringing in a very important person to be our first guest. His name is Ryan Winkler. He is a state representative from Golden Valley. That's in the Twin Cities. And I wanted to invite Representative Winkler on today to talk about school lunches in Minnesota and whether we as a state and as citizens should pay to make sure that every kid in the state has a hot lunch at school. Representative Winkler, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
So are we sucking the Olympics as bad as my producer says we are, or are we going to come back in this thing? I have confidence in us.
I think as a politician, I'm supposed to say I believe in the future of America, so I'm sure we're going to come back.
Not only are we going to come back, we're going to kick everybody's ass because we're the Americans. That's what you're supposed to say.
Exactly.
So Governor Dayton has come out now, Representative Winkler, and said, you know what? We should put $3.5 million into our state budget to make sure that every kid in our state has a hot lunch at his school. Because there was a list released recently that says not all schools are doing this. And in fact, some schools have been accused of throwing kids' lunches into the garbage when it became apparent that they could not pay for those lunches. Representative Winkler, I want your take on this. This is a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea, since I carried the bill last session to actually do that. And all we're really planning to do is to get rid of the reduced fee lunch. So right now, if you're poor enough, you qualify for a free lunch at school, this is never an issue. There are a bunch of kids who get a reduced fee lunch who have to pay something. They're still poor. They're paying something, and if they don't have the money, they don't get to get the hot lunch or they get a sandwich or something. And what's really tough is you have kids going through a line, getting a tray, and then showing up, not having funds in their account, and having the lunch tray taken away and thrown out. We don't think that's the right way to treat kids, and we don't think kids learn when they're hungry. So for $3.5 million, we're going to make sure that this is not something that we see in our schools.
What type of person would take the lunch tray out of a kid's hand, whether he was 6 or 16, and throw it in the garbage? And I know that there are documented cases of this. And in fact, I talked with the Moorhead superintendent, Lynn Kovash, this morning about this. And she said, in the past, there were a couple of incidences in Moorhead schools where that happened. Who would do that, Representative Winkler?
Well, you know, everybody, I think, can sympathize with the schools and the lunch programs not wanting to get gamed by people who just don't feel like paying, right? I mean, you might have parents who say, hey, look, if the kid's going to get paid regardless of whether I pay the fee or not, just send them and let them get fed and I won't worry about it. So I understand why people don't want that to happen, but it doesn't seem right to punish the kid for that bad behavior by the parents, and that's what we're trying to stop.
What are the arguments against this $3.5 million? Because I'm expecting, and we'll open up the phone lines when you're done here, Ryan, but I'm expecting people to say, well, people are going to start scamming the system then. They're going to start, the parents are going to not pay bills, the kids are not going to pay, and we're going to end up with welfare children getting free meals when their parents are sitting around eating bonbons. All the same old arguments against assistance of any kind. Are we going to hear that?
I'm sure that's what we're going to hear, and the argument against it is always, you know, why are we punishing kids for what their parents don't do? And the bill that we're talking about here is really just to get rid of the reduced fee lunch and make it a free lunch. So if you have a family of four in Minnesota and you're making $43,000 a year, you would get a free lunch at school. If you are trying to raise a family with two kids at $43,000, it's a challenge. And I don't think, and you know, we're talking about helping kids whose parents are working and making an income. And if they're struggling, I don't know why the kids should have to go hungry because the parents aren't doing the right thing.
Representative,
or unable to afford anymore.
Well, right, and that's there's no doubt. I mean, there's two different things that might be going on here. One of them is that the parents just might not be paying the bills. The other one might be that they just don't have the money to pay the bills. And that's, either way, the kid should not be punished. The kid should not be walking to school every day saying, well, am I going to eat today? Are they going to take my lunch away? Am I going to be made fun of? Am I going to have a cold peanut butter sandwich when everybody else has spaghetti? You know, to me, that all of those are bad situations. A kid, whether a kid is 6 or 16 or 18, a young person in Minnesota or North Dakota or South Dakota should be able to go to school knowing they're going to have a lunch waiting for them at noon, right?
That's my opinion. That's why we have the school lunch programs to begin with. That's why we've got the breakfast programs, because kids who are hungry are not showing up to school ready to learn.
Representative Ryan Winkler of Golden Valley, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. And I don't have the information in front of me, but there are studies out there that you've already referenced, Representative, that if you are hungry, you don't learn as well. You don't pay attention. You're thinking more about your stomach than you are about your brain, than about what the school is trying to teach you. And so for me, it's a simple thing where, you know, if the outcome is going to be better if we can feed the kids, then it's really a double no-brainer.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, we choose to charge for lunches at school. We don't charge for school books. We don't charge for a lot of things. You know, there's no magic rule that says that you're supposed to have to pay for your lunch but not have to pay for a lot of the other things that the schools provide because property taxpayers fund them or the state funds them. So, you know, if kids need to eat and they're, you know, food is part of that, it doesn't seem to be so different from all the other stuff that we do to make sure that kids grow up to be productive citizens.
Could we reach a day where school lunches are completely subsidized by the public? Because I would not be opposed to that necessarily either.
I don't have a principal objection to it. My guess is people would say it's expensive and we shouldn't be subsidizing rich families by providing free lunches for their kids. Although, you know, really it doesn't make much sense. We provide a lot of free educational benefits to people regardless of their family income. And lunch, that might just be the simplest way to do it, provide a free lunch to everybody.
Would you mind taking a phone call or two? We have people lined up wanting to ask you questions, Representative. Do you have a couple of minutes for us?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go to Otto in Fargo. Otto, you are on with Ryan Winkler on the Mike McFeely Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question. At $43,000 in Minnesota, is that $43,000 in Minneapolis or $43,000 in Rossay? Is it the same figure?
The $43,000 is a national figure. It doesn't even matter which state you're in.
Okay, because $43,000 in Minneapolis is a heck of a lot less than $43,000 in Rossay.
Absolutely. You know, it's not a perfect number by any stretch of the imagination, but you got to pick some number, and that's what the federal guideline is.
Thank you, Otto. I'm going to go to Stephen in Fargo. Stephen, do you have a question for Representative Winkler? Go ahead.
Mr. Winkler, my brother was an administrator in Minnesota, in charge of the largest school district in Minnesota, I believe. And he moved back to North Dakota, and the reason he did, he said, not only was I feeding them lunch, but I was feeding them breakfast and supper. And then if there was a long weekend, they came with a knapsack and wanted to make sure they had food to take home. And my brother said, you know, that's not a bad deal because the kid learns a lot better when he's, you know, not hungry and they're less riled up and things of that sort. But my question is, you know, as a conservative, where does it quit? You know what I mean? I mean, because I'm a single individual that pays a lot, even maybe more than my fair share of taxes. And it sounds like you just want to throw it back on us again.
Okay, Stephen, Stephen, thanks for the question. Representative Winkler?
Well, I mean, there's no magic line somewhere, right? I believe that public education that serves all kids is vitally important for the future of any state. You need to have an educated workforce. You need people who are prepared to be good citizens. And we say that we believe that we don't, we don't charge tuition for people to go to public schools. We don't charge for the books. We charge for activities. We charge for lunches. I mean, there's no magic line anywhere that says one thing is bad and one thing is good. But it seems to me that one of the things we would want is for kids to actually be well fed at school so that they're not distracted by hunger. I mean, that seems like a pretty straightforward issue. And in Minnesota, you know, we're talking a difference of $3.5 million, which in the, you know, bigger context isn't a whole lot of money when you spread it out over a population of 5.5 million people.
Representative Winkler, I wish I could keep you on for about another 20 minutes, but I'm up against a break here, so I'm going to let you go. But please come back again. Let's talk more about this and about minimum wage, which I know is another thing that you're championing in the legislature this year, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, you got it. Representative Ryan Winkler from Golden Valley, Minnesota.